It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Izcan Ordaz is voting for the first time this year in Fort Worth. He's one of the students we're following in a national project called Every 30 Seconds. That's how often a young Latino in the U.S. turns 18, becoming eligible to vote. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
A few weeks ago, Izcan Ordaz joined his high school classmates to march for Black Lives. A few days later, he marched again, this time with people of all ages on the streets of Keller, an affluent Fort Worth suburb not usually known for protests. Just like in many places across the country, residents here turned out in larger numbers than expected. Keller police estimate 3,000 people showed up.
I really assumed it was just going to be mostly young people, mostly a lot of minorities. But when I got there, I found that it was predominantly, you know, just white Americans and lots of older families, lots of children.
Izcan felt compelled to do something after watching the video of a white Minnesota police officer with his knee on the neck of George Floyd, a black man. He says what happened to Floyd wasn't right and was painful to watch. Floyd's death reflects a larger problem of racial injustice in the country, Izcan says. That's why he's speaking up.
I think as young people living in the United States, it really is our job to start to step up and to really make the future of the United States go in a different direction.
Izcan says it's his generation's responsibility to prevent mistakes previous generations made. But he also thanks those generations for paving the way in the fight for racial equality. He knows about high-profile cases like the protests that erupted in the 90s in Los Angeles after four police officers who'd been videotaped beating black motorist Rodney King were acquitted.
This police brutality has been a recurring issue in the United States that hopefully by the time we get to our parents' age will not still be an issue.
And this generation could make that happen. Max Krockmaul is a historian at Texas Christian University in Fort Worth and an expert on race. He says this current social movement has learned from the civil rights movement of the 60s. That movement pushed the country as far as white Americans were willing to go, Krockmaul says. In the 60s, black activists marched and demanded equal rights. And eventually won access to places like restaurants and movie theaters. President Lyndon B. Johnson then signed the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which made discrimination at polls illegal. But the movement hit a roadblock, and in some ways, Krockmaul says, he feels like the nation has moved backwards.
So I see the current Black Lives Matter movement as picking up that torch, right? As saying that the things that the nation identified that were wrong in the wake of the last wave of urban rebellions are still wrong.
Krockmaul says the country still needs to deal with underlying issues of racism, but there's hope now.
What we're seeing right now that I think is amazing and remarkable is that young people are out in the streets for the first time ever. They are themselves making history, and they're empowered, and they believe in the capacity for change.
Izcan feels that too. He believes his peers are more tolerant and accepting of others. Izcan uses his name as an example of that tolerance. The name Izcan comes from the Aztec language Nahuatl and means behold. He says he used to feel self-conscious about it, but at school, he's actually gotten compliments.
The bottom line is that Generation Z as a whole does not agree with racism. Young people are normally the ones that stand against racism when it happens from older generations.
Izcan's mom, Xochitl Ortiz, says she's proud of her son for standing up for issues he believes in. Sitting outside her home one recent evening, she reflects on that.
My husband and I are just amazed that he's able to articulate and just really see at his young age the ideas that he has.
Ortiz and her husband don't shy away from talking with Izcan about a number of difficult topics, like racial disparities, discrimination, and the history of slavery. And she accepts the fact that sometimes they may have different views on issues.
It's just really neat to see how he kind of takes in information and doesn't just quickly jump to make a decision, but really kind of investigates.
Just what impact this new movement will have on the ballot box in November remains to be seen. Crockmall, the historian, says he's noticed alliances form.
You know, what we're witnessing is grassroots organizing in the electoral arena among people who ordinarily don't participate in that. And we're seeing folks paying attention to local politics who've never noticed it before.
As for Iskan, he's still somewhere in the middle politically, more conservative than his parents. He believes in capitalism and a free market economy. But President Trump's response to recent protests have made him even more critical.
I personally feel that the role of any leader, anywhere, anytime, should always be to try to create some kind of unity with the people that he's hoping to lead.
I'm Stella Chavez.